Well, it may not get you as much as it used to, but plenty of undocumented immigrants want a path to citizenship. This week, we'll examine what that path looks like today, including some of the obstacles immigrants face and why some are saying, nah, I'll pass on citizenship altogether. We start with a look at citizenship tests. For many countries, they're the final barrier to becoming naturalized. Sam Harnett takes a tour of exams around the globe.
Let's start with one of the toughest places to get citizenship, the Vatican City. About 500 people have Vatican citizenship, and they're mostly cardinals, diplomats, and Swiss guards. There's no exam. The basic condition is that you work for the state. This is an extreme example of national unity. Yet, at some level, all countries push new citizens to integrate. And that's where citizenship tests come in. They normally have a civics and a language section.
The basic idea is that this test of language ability and some history and government will bring them this civic nationalism or social cohesion.
Anthony Koonin teaches English literature at Singapore's Nanyang Technology University. He's considered the go-to academic on citizenship tests. He says the exams try to instill a country's ethos. Take Japan's test.
The general requirement is that you should have a certain amount of Japanese-ness.
How you prove that, Koonin says, isn't so clear. South Korea is more direct. The emphasis is on language skills, reading, writing, speaking, and singing. Yep, to pass, you need to belt out South Korea's national anthem. Koonin says this high language bar makes the test hard for South Korea's large Chinese immigrant population. And by the way, that's not an immigrant singing. It's K-pop star Ga Yoon at a soccer match. Koonin says countries implement citizenship tests when there's a concern about immigration. Wealthy nations generally have them. Poor ones don't. He says the U.S. had one of the first tests in the 80s, and other countries followed suit. Tim McNamara is a linguistics professor at Melbourne University. He's studied the trend. His conclusion? The tests are political.
It seems to me that the function of the test really is to achieve something politically for the mainstream parties.
For instance, France's socialist government is working to help more people pass its citizenship test, while England's conservative government recently made its test harder. Applicants now face tough cultural questions about Kipling, the Beatles, and Monty Python. Yeah, that's right. The Flying Circus.
Monty Python's Flying Circus.
Okay, sure. That's Britishness to a T. But why the Beatles instead of the Kinks or the Clash? Why Kipling instead of Larkin or Plath? Because the exams aren't constructed using the science of standardized testing, critics call them arbitrary. Just grab bags of cultural trivia forced on immigrants by those in power. For example, McNamara says applicants in Australia used to have to know about a famous cricket player because the Prime Minister liked the game.
The previous Prime Minister, John Howard, was a cricket fan, and he believed that any sort of decent Australian needed to know who John Bradman was.
Critics say the questions often lack enough context to make them meaningful, like this one from the Dutch test.
Question number 33. Waarom is Anne Frank beroemd? So why was Anne Frank famous?
Massimiliano Spotti is a professor at Tilburg University in the Netherlands. He says immigrants don't learn that Anne Frank was a Holocaust victim, nor that she died at a concentration camp. Instead,
the answer that is given afterwards is, ze schreef een dagboek, translated, she has written a diary.
A diary. That doesn't quite capture the whole picture. Spotti says the bigger issue with these tests is that they impose a kind of top-down definition of cultural identity.
These questions, they do spell out what is the canonical knowledge that someone should have in order to live in benevolence.
Professor Koonin adds the public has limited input into that definition. He says the tests are created and evaluated largely behind closed doors. And without citizenship, immigrants have little power to push for transparency. For the world, I'm Sam Harnett.